housing affordability. It's something we hear about increasingly as more and more Australians are priced out of home ownership. Stats show that many Australians will never own a home and will be forced to be lifelong renters. Unfortunately for them, with the fierce competition that exists in the rental market, the advantage is well and truly with the landlord. Now, of course, not all landlords are cartoonishly greedy, but some are, and in the current market, renters can be at a huge disadvantage. And as one in three houses in Australia are rental properties, this affects millions. Our next guest is so concerned that many tenants are not getting a fair shake that he's formed a political party with their needs in mind. It's called the Tenants' Rights Party, and its founder and leader, Anthony Zeeble, joins us this morning from our Sydney studios. Thank you for joining us, Anthony.
Thank you for having me.
Anthony, so for Australian renters, how often is it a case of you take what you get?
Well, I think for Australian renters, that case of take what you get is particularly relevant in major cities, but it is still relevant in other areas. And I think for many tenants, there's not many who haven't experienced a situation where they go to a viewing for a property and there's, 10, 20 other families there. So it certainly is a situation of take what you can get when that's the competition you're faced with.
But there is also, obviously there's going to be some discussion about how much power landlords have over a tenant. But in a place like Perth, for example, where there's many rental properties available right now, more than there are actually people renting, many are saying that the renter has the advantage. Is that power structure just as easily flipped onto the other side?
It could easily be flipped, I suppose, if there were some fundamental changes and it meant that there was an oversupply of housing, compared to the number of tenants that are looking for a house. But in saying that, I don't know whether or not that's really something that's feasible in the Australian housing market as it is today. There's a forever increasing and disproportionate range of house prices versus incomes, and that's certainly not getting any better. I just don't see how that would change.
So give us a brief sketch. All right, so let's start from the beginning. Someone wants to rent a property. They start with viewing the property, and how does that go, and where does it go from there?
Well, they start by viewing the property, and that can obviously be quite daunting with quite a number of tenants also there. You're then looking at a situation where usually you're given all of 10 minutes to inspect a property, which I think most people could agree is quite a short period of time to actually identify any issues or the suitability of the property that you're applying for.
No, I've looked at properties in that 10-minute period, walked out, and then realized I forgot to check if there was an air conditioner in there. So there is that. Yeah, the 10-minute window is quite a dash.
That's right. It is quite a dash. And, it's quite often that we see when there is a dispute between a tenant and a landlord or the managing real estate agent that, they say to the tenant, well, you had a look at the rental property. Why did you move in? And that's, pretty unfair considering you get 10 minutes to have a look at it.
But how realistic is that? Aren't there systems in place already to protect tenants? There are all kinds of groups and organizations and even, I'm sure, some regulatory bodies in place.
There are. There definitely is groups. There are tenant unions, for example, or in Queensland, they call them just Tenants Queensland, who provide advice for tenants in their issues. There are tribunals or in some states, magistrates' courts that are designed to handle disputes. But in saying that, I guess a big difference between altercations for tenants versus any other type of consumer is that if you, for example, were to purchase a TV and you had a problem, well, most states are set up and equipped to handle that complaint, and they'll actually go to bat for you and go to the retailer and try to organise a satisfactory outcome. However, when it comes to tenancies, apart from the advice that the tenant unions can provide, it is up to the tenant to actually take it through with written correspondence and get breaching the landlord and taking the landlord to the tribunal. And then, on top of that, the legislation is actually not quite as clear as it should be, and it uses very vague wording, which means that the tribunal member on the day interprets the law or the condition of the property on a case-by-case basis, which means that it's a completely inconsistent outcome.
You're with Sunday Extra on R, and I'm Sammy Shah, and our guest today is the founder and leader of the newly created Tenants' Rights Party, Anthony Zeeble, who believes he is the hero that the renters need. Anthony, let's go into this. You set up a website called Don't Rent Me. What is that? What was it about? What caused you to build a website?
Well, I built the Don't Rent Me website following a negative situation I had with my landlord and real estate agent. I had a situation where I didn't have a toilet that worked for a number of months and an oven that didn't work for just over half of a year. And I felt that the most appropriate thing to do as a tenant, and you know, being a tenant in Sydney area, which is quite a competitive area, I was afraid to make waves, and I was afraid to take the landlord through to tribunal because I was worried about being evicted. And so what I did is I was patient, and then at the end of my lease, they tried to take my bond as well, despite not having fixed those issues for such a long period of time. So I had a quite a bad experience myself, and then I felt as though surely I'm not the only one. Surely there are other people having these sorts of problems, and I thought, well, you know, the internet's such a great place. This is a place where we can share our experiences, and so that's what, you know, created that idea in my mind that there should be a website just like those websites that allow people to review hotels or restaurants. There should be a website that allows tenants to review their experiences and warn each other away from properties that are, you know, damaged or ill repaired, or landlords who do the wrong thing, or even agencies who do the wrong thing.
Well, you mentioned websites that review properties and restaurants, and there have been some stories about misuse of power in those, about how, you know, some of those websites have gone to restaurants and said, give discounts or you know, sponsor us better, and we otherwise we'll give you a bad review. What's to stop? Let's say I set up an account on Don't Rent Me, and I tell my landlord, I'm not paying the next 3 months' rent, and if you complain, I give you a bad rating. I mean, well, I'm not saying I would do that. I'm just saying, theoretically speaking, to my landlord right now.
Yeah. I hope you wouldn't do that, and I hope you know, every tenant wouldn't do that. But look, I certainly think at the end of the day, sure, there might be someone out there who does you know, misuse that platform. But that is why we do have a review process. So if there is a tenant that's doing that and the landlord can see that this is occurring, or the agent, they only need to contact us, and then we will make sure that that tenant substantiates his comments. And if they don't, it gets removed, and it's that simple.
All right. So now you went from a website to a political party, which is a heck of an upgrade, some people would say. What would you like to see happen around federal legislation in this area?
Well, I think that the legislation, it's an interesting one. We have state-based legislation in place, and that means that if you're a tenant in New South Wales compared to a tenant in South Australia or any other part of the country, you have a different set of rules that you need to abide by, and a different method of you know, obtaining or defending your rights. And in some states, they're quite lacking. Like, for example, in Northern Territory, they don't even have a bond board. So, you know, tenants in New South Wales and all other states would be used to lodging their bond with a relevant state body that protects that deposit and also doesn't just instantly release that money to the agent or landlord if they claim that there's an issue. Whereas in Northern Territory, it's just in the hands of a landlord, and you're just hoping and trusting they'll do the right thing. And some other states also, for example, there's only a magistrate's court to deal with these issues and not a tribunal. Now, the issue is we're asking ordinary Australians to understand the legislation and defend their own rights, and that is the situation for tenancies. And to expect them to go to a magistrate's court to do that is grossly unfair. And there's also a certain different level of standards in different states. And so there's no consistency when it comes to different expectations of the tenants, what rent increases are allowed in what time frames, what notice periods have to be given for evictions, and the list goes on.
So are you still a tenant yourself?
I do rent, but luckily I am lucky enough now, and I think also given the stance I take on these issues and the website I created, that my parents are actually my landlords. Thankfully, I don't have a landlord who disrespects my rights as a tenant and obviously doesn't hold it against me.
So you'd give them a good rating, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd give my parents are great landlords. And look, and the thing is, I'm a great tenant, and I believe the majority of tenants are great tenants too.
Well, I'd say majority of the tenants would also believe that they are great tenants, and there might be a bit of a gap between the belief and the reality sometimes.
Well, that is true, and I think it's also fair to say that that goes two ways, doesn't it? I think a lot of landlords think that they're, you know, absolutely marvelous, and the tenants should thank them and, you know, for providing them the opportunity. But realistically, I think what's fair to say is that both parties need to respect and appreciate each other.
You say tenants' rights is not a single issue party. Are there any other issues that you're involved with as well?
Well, we are involved in, so broadly speaking, tenant rights, which falls under our National Tenancy Body campaign. And I think I'll clarify there as well, the National Tenancy Body is actually about nationalising legislation for tenancies in Australia so that we get a consistent law and legislation. We're also looking at any type of discrimination, which includes obviously in tenancies and applications and things like that, but also discrimination broadly. And also looking at housing affordability and investment and things like that in Australia. And realistically, overarching is what we're looking at, well, what affects tenants, which is, you know, right now a third of the housing in Australia, but when you look at the median age of a tenant, you soon realise that they're really just the families of the young families of Australia. What we're looking at is saying, well, what affects or impacts the lives of tenants, you know, day-to-day living expenses, you know, the deregulation of electricity in different states and things like that, whether or not they can have pets. And, you know, there's so many different issues that can affect tenants that I think will also come of benefit to people who aren't tenants that we're looking at.
But So you are definitely positioning yourself as the champion of tenants' rights, which would be an interesting thing to see if there ever pops up a landowner's rights party or a real estate renter's rights party.
Absolutely. And you know what? The thing is, I think everyone, if they feel like they're in a position where, you know, their rights or their interests aren't being protected or heard, I think, you know, one of the beautiful things about living in a democratic nation is that they have that right to stand up, and I welcome them to it.
All right. Well, Anthony Zeeble is the founder and leader of the newly created Tenants' Rights Party. Thank you so much for joining us, Anthony. I'm Sammy Shah. This is Sunday Extra here on RN.